Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The other big baseball story, and it's been percolating all weekend long, is the possibility of the Colorado Rockies and the Boston Red Sox working out a deal that would bring Todd Helton as part of a multiplayer package to the Red Sox. Joining us on the line from the Rocky Mountain News, guy who's got a big piece on this very subject in the papers today, Tracy Ringlesby. Tracy, it's Dale and Michael. How are you?
Good. How are you guys doing?
Doing great.
Well, thanks. You've got names. I mean, I love your sources, man. You've got a list of five prime prospects that the Red Sox would have to include. How adamant are the Rockies that one of these five guys would have to be in the package?
Well, from talking to their people as recently as 10 minutes ago, they have to have one of those players or there'll be no deal. Because they're going to take a lot of heat, and they're giving up basically the foundation of their franchise. Again, it's one of the top people that you're ever going to meet in your life. And they're not really saving much money when you consider they're basically going to save $6 million a year for 4 years is what they save, because by the time they take back Lowell and Tavares and make up the difference in Helton's salary this year, they're paying $10 million of his salary for each of the next 4 years. So they're not in a situation where it's a major financial savings for them, so they need to get at least one impact prospect out of it.
Tracy, you called him the foundation of the franchise there in Denver, but I'm wondering about his production. Now, I see the number about his slugging percentage, how it's decreased the last 4 years, 630, 625, 34 to 476. What's the story there? Is this a player in decline?
Well, I think there's a couple things. One, the general slugging percentage in Coors Field has declined the last 4 years because of the humidor and the way the game's changed. I mean, we actually, until September, had normal baseball here for 5 months of the season. And I think, if it's going to make the pitchers pitch better and they're going to have better numbers, obviously that's going to have some impact on the offensive production. But I also think that 2 years ago he had the back problem that they had to deal with. And this last year he had an intestinal problem somewhere in between Crohn's disease and diverticulitis, was hospitalized in the intensive care for about 5 days. And he was out for 2 weeks and thought he could come back. And I don't think it's until you get about a month into trying to come back from a major intestinal problem. I speak from that, from having had a bleeding ulcer that put me in intensive care for 4 days. When you first get out of the hospital, you feel so good because you're out of the hospital. And I don't think he ever gave himself a chance to get strong again. And so I think he came back, didn't have the strength and power that he wanted to have. Then you get caught in that vicious cycle of trying to make up for what you can't make up for at bats that are wasted. And to see him yesterday and to see the shape he's in right now with the conditioning he's done this winter, I don't think that's going to be a problem.
We know about the intestinal issues. He's also had back issues and other physical problems the last couple of years before this. Do you feel confident those are no longer an issue for him?
Well, I think the back issue will always be there. The key for him will be to maintain his maintenance program, to do the work that he has to do to alleviate that problem. It's not going to just disappear overnight. That's something he has to be aware of. But with his approach and his work ethic, I don't see him having a problem doing that, because the guy's too driven to be successful.
Tracy, Charlie Monfort and John Henry are apparently in discussions on this. Is that some indication that
I think it's Lucchino.
It is Lucchino, not
yeah.
John Henry?
No, it's not John Henry. It's Lucchino and Monfort.
Is that an indication in your mind that the baseball ops guys, Dan O'Dowd and Theo Epstein, want no part of this?
Well, I don't think they want any part of each other. I don't think things have healed from July of 2005.
And for people who don't know, there was a deal that theoretically the two teams had done. Kelly Schopek and Adam Stern were going to be traded for Larry Bigby, who was with Baltimore at the time. The Rockies traded Eric Burns to the Orioles for Bigby, but then the Red Sox backed out. And you're saying that still festers in the baseball ops departments.
Well, I think enough things were said back and forth. And you know, one thing I've learned in, 37 years in the newspaper business, you never believe either side, you know. But enough things were said back and forth as far as accusing each other of who did what in that. I don't know that that heals real quickly. There were a lot of accusations of integrity and ethics that were questioned on both sides, and I don't think that has been completely alleviated. You know, I know the baseball ops side did discuss the possibility of Manny for Helton at the winter meetings, and decided that that wasn't going to get done, and the situation pretty well died until a couple of weeks ago when they had the ownership meetings and Monfort and Lucchino got together. But Monfort and Lucchino's one guy, when Monfort was the number two guy with the Rockies when he and Jerry McMorris bought the team, Lucchino was the one owner that kind of sided up to Monfort and befriended him. And so they have a little more of a relationship problem.
Tracy, back to this current deal, looking at it from Colorado's perspective, if they say it's not a salary dump and they want to improve the team, you know, it's going to take a lot more than Helton to improve the team. So they get rid of Helton. They bring in Lowell, who's probably not in your long-term future. You bring in Tavares, who's not going to be a part of your long-term future, but who's pitched there before. And you bring in a kid who's a pretty good prospect. How does this help the team, and how do you sell this in Colorado?
The only way you sell it is if you win. And then it becomes a belated sale. I mean, it's not going to be easy. I don't think you sell it that easily. And I think that's why they're so adamant that if they're going to do it, it's going to have to be one of those five guys. They at least want to have something they can hang their hat on. I mean, what they look at is Lowell's got 1 year left on his contract. They can put him at third base. They put Garrett Atkins back to first base. And the best prospect in their system is a third baseman who they were looking at moving to the outfield this spring at AAA named Ian Stewart. So what they do is they basically buy a year for Stewart to allegedly get ready to come to the big leagues. And then you have Atkins, or another kid that will be at AAA this year, Kachansky, who's led their organization in home runs the last 2 years. So you've got those two options to try and fill that void after a year from now. My problem with it is they're not saving any – if it's a salary dump, it's not a very smart one because they're not saving any money this year. So you don't give yourself any immediate relief from your contract. And then you're going to save roughly $6 million a year for 4 years. Well, you know, to get a player, you know, what Scott Hatterberg get this year? He got about $6 million. So that's the type of player you're saving money for. You know what I'm saying? You're only saving about what it costs to sign a Scott Hatterberg. So I don't see where you really make an impact on your franchise as far as even trying to sign some of your young kids to long-term deals. You're not going to really have that much money to mess with anyhow.
I agree with you completely. Now, I know Denver is a different media market than Boston and New York, but are people in Colorado putting pressure on Dan O'Dowd? Because I look at his time there, look at his record, not very impressive.
No, he's been kind of at the whims of ownership, not figuring out where they were going. I mean, when he first comes in, they tell him that he's going to have a $90 to $100 million budget. They signed Denny Nagel, Mike Hampton, and everything's going to be fine. And 2 years later, they tell him he has to get under $50 million. So all of a sudden, you're spending all your time trying to rearrange the furniture because your mandate's been changed after you've already made long-term commitments. I think the one thing he has done, and it's starting to be noticeable, and it's probably a saving grace, at least with the ownership people, is they never had a farm system here for the first 8 years. The original general manager had no interest in spending the money on player development or scouting. And right now they probably have one of the top five farm systems in baseball. But, you know, that's taken a while to build it up because it takes about 5 years before you even get the first trickle to flow through your system. I mean, as the Red Sox have done with what they've tried to do in rebuilding their farm system, it's a long-term commitment, and you have to have some patience with it. And I think when you see the nucleus of the team now of Holiday, Atkins, Hop, And they bring in Iannetta. They bring in Tulowitzki. They have Stewart coming. You start to see the work, the labor, the results of what they've done as far as their player development, their farm system. But what they lose by getting rid of Helton is they suddenly lose the veteran guy that really the young players kind of flock to him and follow his approach to the game. It's a tough one to lose.
You know, when I first hear about big deals like this, there's always that smell test thing, you know, and my first instinct was Todd Helton can't play anymore. You tell me that that's probably not the case, that he's probably in as good a shape physically as he's been in a long time. Well, then as a casual observer, I look at this and I say, why the hell would the Rockies do this? And it doesn't make a lot of sense to me.
I don't think their baseball people want to do it either. You know, and I guess the other thing that you have to look at, particularly from the Red Sox standpoint, is they're not asking him to come in and hit third and fourth. So they're not asking him to come in and hit 40 home runs. They're looking at a guy that could come in and hit second, and if he gets on base 42% of the time. And the other thing about Helton that you have to understand is his real strength is to left field. And I don't think it's out of he may not hit the home runs that he once hit, but I don't think it's out of the question that you'd find him get that stroke back. That's a basic stroke that he's had since he's 6 years old, and his dad wouldn't allow him to pull a pitch because his dad felt that could come. You could learn to do that, but you can't learn to hit the opposite way. I mean, he could be the next left-hander that finds Fenway Park to be probably the greatest park in baseball to hit in for a left-handed hitter.
Tracy, Kurt Schilling was on our station earlier, and he said that Todd Helton is the ultimate gamer and that he really wore Schilling out. It's just very tough to pitch to him. What does it mean when guys call him the ultimate gamer? Explain that to us.
This is a guy that I mean, he plays. You know, it's the fights come when he's not going to play, and sometimes it's to a detriment. I think that was last year when he got off of the disabled list. There aren't excuses. There aren't alibis. And I think from a guy like Schilling's standpoint, you're not ahead in the count 0-2 on Helton because he can foul off 9 or 10 pitches if he has to. And the other thing about him is he doesn't have to have a strike to drive in a run. He's a run producer in that he will expand his strike zone in those situations. It's not the Frank Thomas Bonds type situation that you have to throw a perfect pitch for him to swing at it. His goal is not to be pretty. His goal is to produce runs.
What will the reaction be in Denver if this deal is done?
Well, they better hope there's a reaction.
Well, maybe that's a bigger issue, yeah.
Maybe 50-50. But I think what it'll be is the people, the 50% that are upset about it are going to be adamant, they're going to be nasty, they're going to be angry. And the other 50% are probably so numb by the failures here the last few years that they don't care.
It's funny because what I've heard people talk about the Helton contract, all I've ever heard is it might have been the dumbest contract ever signed in the history of sport.
And that's in the last year or so. When he signed it, he was ridiculed by several agents and the Players Association for underselling himself.
But if I look at a deal from the Red Sox perspective, where $40 million of it's going to go away, it's not a dumb deal at all anymore.
No. And really, when you look at it from the Red Sox perspective, more than $40 million of it's, over $50 million of it's going away because they're moving Lowell and they're moving Tavares to make room for him. So in reality, they're saving that, what is that, $12.1 million?
Right.
So actually, there's $52.1 million of it's going away. Because they're not going to go out and add another player to replace either one of those. They have those in-house already, if that makes any sense to you at all, if I'm making sense with that. But, I mean, I think they're really going to save more money than $40 million.
Hey, Tracy, I heard your cell phone going off in the background, so you may have a different answer to this question in a few minutes, but right now I'm going to ask you.
I think that was a Cowboy Joe Club. That sounded like the University of Wyoming fight.
Oh, is that right? I thought that was maybe one of your sources giving you some information, but I'm wondering, you've been all over this story. When do you think this thing will – when will we know that the trade is going to go through or the trade is going to fall apart? By the end of business today?
I think all intentions are that there's supposed to be a call in about 20 minutes between the parties. Now, whether they're punctual or not, we've all stood outside locker rooms forever waiting for the punctual opening, right?
Yeah.
But I think that it will be pretty well determined today because, among other things, I think it's become so public at this point that they have to get it resolved, because Todd's not going to sit here and wait forever for a decision. I mean, he doesn't particularly want to leave here, but if he's going to leave here, I'd say there's probably three teams he would go to, and the Red Sox are one of three teams. I mean, he would have been at the Angels by now if he hadn't vetoed it and told them, you can talk to him all you want, I'm not going there. But there is an attraction to Boston on his part, and I think that he's basically told him, you know, it's done in the next couple of days, or we're not talking about it, because I'm not going to play games. I like living in Colorado. It's where my new home is going to be, whether I'm with you guys or not with you guys. And I got spring training to go to, and I've got to get ready to have distractions eliminated so I can go get ready to play baseball. So I wouldn't be surprised if we know today.
Tracy, why does he like Boston?
You know, I don't know. We were up at a thing with some friends of mine that have a ranch where he's going to hunt, and talking about it last night, he couldn't really explain except for he said he felt that there was a definite commitment there on their part to win, that there's a special mystique to the town, and for a left-handed hitter, it's a wonderful ballpark.
All good reasons. And that was going to be my final question. I mean, based on the quotes I read in your piece today, it doesn't really sound like he wants to go anywhere anyways.
No, but, I mean, he also doesn't want to stay here and have every 6 months the issue come up that, well, we'd like to do things, but we're stuck with Todd Helton. And, you know, he'd like to be part of the solution, not part of the problem. And if that's going to be the mantra that the ownership is going to want to spread or to live with over the next couple of years, I don't think he's got enough pride to not want to do that either. And so that's where I think it comes down to, you know, the two teams, I mean, he'd love to go to Atlanta because it's close to where he grew up, but they've got a change in ownership. They're scaling back. They're not spending money for a first baseman. Heck, they just got rid of one because he was arbitration eligible. And he'd like to go to St. Louis, but, you know, I just don't see the Cardinals being in the need at first base right now. I don't know about you guys, but and then Boston, I think, is the one American League team. I mean, George Fraser's teased him a couple of times about, man, don't forget the Yankees, because Fraser used to play for the Yankees, and he just kind of rolls his eyes. So, you know, it's a tribute, I guess, to maybe Dante Bichette's told him what it was like in Boston. I'm sure Beckett's mentioned something to him because they have the same agent for whatever reason. And, you know, he's been there at least once with the Rockies in interleague play. And, you know, that's probably one of the hidden benefits of interleague play is that players from the other league do see your city, and maybe some misconceptions that they have of different places get eliminated because they go in as a visiting player and they realize, this isn't bad. It's kind of enjoyable.
Hey, Tracy, just don't let them talk to Mike Lansing. That'll screw up the whole deal. Mike Lansing hated it here.
Well, Mike, you know, I know Mike. He's from Wyoming. Mike hated it a lot of places. He went through a tough stage there towards the end of his career, and it's unfortunate because that's not the way he was growing up. I mean, I still remember seeing him drive Casper Kelly Walsh 95 yards in the last 2 minutes of the state championship game against my alma mater. And he was quite an athlete and quite a hard-nosed player. In the last few years of his career, there was a bitterness that he should have never had because he got a lot farther than anybody ever thought he'd go.
I got news for you. Dante Bichette wasn't exactly Mr. Mirth around here either.
No, but Dante always loves Boston because that's where he met his wife, at Gold's Gym there across from Fenway Park. And Dante, you know what? Dante and I had more than a few problems over different issues, but Dante doesn't know how to hate or dislike anything. It's not in his nature.
We appreciate you taking the time. It sounds like the off season is officially over now for baseball guys. So right back at it, and what could be a big story here in the next day or so. We appreciate you taking the time. Thank you.
Okay, guys.
You take
care. All right,
Tracy. Tracy Ringlesby, Rocky Mountain News.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all.
All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.